What's Andy Kinwer doing here?
Wow.
Man.
You guys should put just a couple of more sound. Just one more sound effect.
We've got plenty. Oh, good one. Andy Kinwer is here, my friends. One of the funniest comedians I've ever seen.
Get out of here with that build up.
And I am a jaded, resentful person who's been doing this a long time, and you make me laugh. That means you're able to penetrate through the callous cover of my resentment and make me funny.
Rick Reynolds make said it, funny? Only the truth is funny, baby. That's what I'm trying to do.
But does America Got Talent?
Oh, that is the... You know what? The best part of that show is that Hasselhoff is a judge. Because how many times have you been in a room and someone like, you know what? Hasselhoff turned me around on the American version of The Office. I didn't like it, but Hasselhoff pointed out to me on the phone the other night that in its own way, it's just as quirky and subversive. It's Hasselhoff.
Did you watch it the other night?
I got to Sid the Kid.
Yeah. Oh.
The
what did you make of that?
It was like... The worst that you expect is like when a little kid like just mimics the adult.
Yeah.
The horrible,
right?
Hacky stand-up of the 80s or 90s.
And it happened? But you didn't find anything endearing? Didn't she frighten you like a devil child?
Well, she also was like, she's already at her age, extremely mean. She's bitter and mean-spirited already.
Yeah, bitter and mean-spirited.
That's great. What about Rappin' Granny? Did you see Rappin' Granny?
I have it on TiVo, but I've been hearing about Rappin' Granny.
And also the kid's like 8 years old, and she's talking with the sexuality of like a 20-year-old. Like, you know, literally, you want some of this? Like, what?
No. But Mark,
yes.
I'm transcribing these shows. I'm not kidding you. I transcribe. Dane Cook's act, I transcribed Sid the Kid. It made no sense. She's like, but what do I care? I drink my own milk. I mean, it was just like she would segue onto these horrible bits, but they really made no sense. And then she just to say that she's going to be fat one day.
You're transcribing Dane Cook's act.
Dane Cook. I have Dane Cook word for word. Like Dane Cook, this is a classic. He goes, why is it when you go into a restroom that is a public kind of restroom? That's his way he talks.
Yeah.
It's a public. Why when you go in the restrooms are the floors wet and the counters are wet? That's because, you know, people leave liquid on the floor, and then they wash their hands sloppily, and they...
You know what's fascinating?
But he's still confused by it.
Yeah.
Why in the public bathrooms are there fixtures and places for you to go to the bathroom? In the public bathrooms.
Andy Kinwer deconstructing Dane Cook. That's what the next album is going to be by Andy Kinwer. Andy Kinwer deconstructing Dane Cook.
Did you ever think, seriously, post 9/11, post the turmoil, the earth about to disintegrate?
Yeah.
As we speak, do you realize the temperature of the earth went up 53 degrees today? They've said
the highest
it's happening
2000
faster
years.
Than they thought. It's going to be an average of 140 by June 27th. And... You got Dane Cook is the number one comedian in the world, and he's talking about the bathrooms, you people! How wet the bathrooms are!
I'll be honest with you. I'm on board with you with this, because I watched him. I never really watched him. And I watched him the other night. There was the performance that you're talking about
Torgasm?
Right now. It wasn't Torgasm. Okay. I watched it with the David Tell Insomnia tour. And what frightened me as much as him, which is that he's not funny. It's all about this, like,
enthusiasm,
like
enthusiasm.
Energy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Tom Cruise. Can act, but very focused.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funnier than Dane Cook, though.
A little bit funnier. But the frightening thing is that how much the kids anticipate it and how much they look forward to it and how he is their spokesperson, where you got guys like Geraldo and Attell. Granted, they're dirty old guys. But nonetheless, I was always attracted to comics that were telling me something that was like a dark secret world.
Yeah.
Not just sort of like... Huh? Look at me. I had a job the other day.
Well, you know. Also, we were too, all of us who started out, we were all too depressed or conflicted to be that calculated. That's the thing. It's amazing. You know,
yeah,
it's like
that, right.
The energy to answer everyone's email all day long and to build this career based on sand, you know, and then to catapult yourself into the highest strata of the business.
That,
you know?
But that's interesting, though. Yeah, because even people that don't like him will herald his ability to have a million friends on MySpace. Like, yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but man, he really did something by tricking those people into liking him.
He's like a comedy politician.
Yeah, but I mean, but the whole tone of comedy's changed. I sometimes am concerned for the kids that they aren't more troubled like we were.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there are. I mean, there's great comedy, but it's just like you feel like the media is just, it's like watching Hardball, you know? It's people think, I can't believe people don't go after Chris Matthews more. This guy's like a right wing. Like, he'll say stuff like, the other day he goes, a couple months ago, he goes, I think everybody in the country pretty much likes George W. Bush, except for left wing wackos. And you're thinking, this guy's considered like a mainstream guy.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the mainstream media is not going to, you know, last comic standing. All they want to destroy us.
Yeah.
Culture from the culture up.
But you know what's weird though is like, do you ever read about the history of comedy at all?
I've read Philip Berger's book.
That's an interesting. Well, that's a good book because that's the one I'm talking about. When you realize that there is just not maybe percentage wise, but there was hundreds of comics that nobody knows about. That have just fallen to the wayside. And I feel like that's happening now, but it's always the guys, a lot of times the guys that you don't think should get the prize.
Right, but the thing is, what egg on HBO's face, or as I like to call them, the ENC, the Emperor's New Clothes Network, because they invested in this guy just to get his email list, Dane Cook. You know what I mean? It's like they literally could not have cared. Right. It could have been sight unseen, they would have signed him.
All right, we're going to be back with Andy Kindler and more deconstructing Dane Cook, apparently. Maybe politics. You talk about politics enough?
I am so plugged in. You don't think I am, but I'm on every issue.
All right, we'll be right back.
And now he can't say nuclear. Mark Maron.
I can't do it. I can. We're here with Andy Kindler, the funniest man on the planet, who has the courage and the cojones to take on show business in the way that it should be taken on. Not in a David Spade kind of way.
But let's see what's happening with Britney. Man, thank God people are taking down Britney.
Yeah, really, man. Really, she deserves it.
The
country has had enough of that.
Yeah.
So do you talk about politics in your act when you go on the road to places like Minnesota?
Well, Minnesota is a good place. Minneapolis, that's a hotbed of hotbedism over there. But
very hotbed of ism.
I am just the thing that is amazing to me. I don't know if you guys agree, but is the
yes.
But like, remember, like in the Nixon days, it was like you're always looking for a smoking gun. It's like every day there's like you could have a parade, a George W. Bush is a liar parade,
the smoking gun parade,
And so they go. I think, if we had pulled out of Iraq, we wouldn't have been able to get that guy, Abu
Zarqawi. Yeah, that was a good one.
And then for a second you go, wait a second, he wouldn't have been in Iraq.
If we hadn't
We would have gotten him sooner. But they know they're lying as they say that.
Oh,
they know they're lying.
And then, did you read about these guys today in Miami? They busted a clown posse down there. It's a bunch of Haitian retarded people who ran around the neighborhood in hats with funny names, and they set them up with an Al-Qaeda guy. Did you hear what those guys asked for? The fake Al-Qaeda guy goes, what do you need? And they go, there's seven of them. They go, we're going to need uniforms, vehicles, guns, and $50,000, and we're going to start a jihad.
Right.
They're going to wear uniforms. they're clowns. It's a big setup for the campaign.
Well, I mean, they are, but the thing is, in the old days, I used to make fun of you, but I would like think, the Trilateral Commission, and
Freemasons, the Illuminati.
I thought the evil people weren't that well organized. They were just evil on their own. You know, Paul Simon said, loose affiliation of billionaires. But now, I believe nothing. They could tell me today is Wednesday, and I would or Friday, and I'll look around to see. Not be Friday
because
they slipped something on me again. Slipped me a Mickey.
Do you think have you become more conspiratorial, do you feel?
Well, no, because I don't believe like the 9/11, the more extreme 9/11 things. But I do actually believe in the tipping point, the Malcolm Gladwell. I haven't read the book yet, but I certainly am able to sum up the title.
Yeah,
that I think it's finally going to dawn on everybody in this country that may be the slowest country in the history of the earth that's been a superpower.
Jim was just saying that.
I think it's going to happen.
Jim has a certain amount of faith in the fact that there is a tipping point being had, that they're not, that people just around this new push to sort of like, the war is good, Democrats are wussies, that they're not going to buy it.
I don't think they will. And then you got Santorum running around
idiot. Oh, my God. This is a guy that slept with a dead fetus. Do you know that?
What did he do?
Apparently, I think his wife had a stillborn baby, and to teach the kids about the beauty of life and how much they and how important the baby was. They brought the dead fetus home and kept it in the house.
That
for a
cannot
few days.
Be true. That is oh my god.
We used to do that with our pets.
You did, right. Well, that's how you're supposed to do it
right.
With pets.
Is this a true story?
I believe
or is this
it is a true
urban,
story.
Urban liberal myth?
I believe it's a true story.
Or how about
story.
Brown? Well, but when they're not doing that, then they're back to the brown back and the, you know, indecency oh, and the...
Yeah. Brownback, he is like a theocrat. He wants to bring dominion to the country.
And I mean,
what happens to Jews then? What happens to the Jews?
I am so willing to wasp it up
yeah.
Should things happen.
You're going to try to pass?
I will be Italian so fast. I am not one of those people who says, come after me. I invest in disguises.
You're going to Chico Marx it?
Well, a lot of things. I'm going to turn my fellow comedians in even before they have the hearings.
Jew,
communist. I saw this guy had a thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I make a call. Every man for a mass email. Every yeah. Man for himself.
Your MySpace, everybody.
MySpace, and then it's the survivalist thing. I'm fighting my wife over canned goods.
You're gonna go to the hills.
I'm knocking her out of the shelter because it's only enough for one. I love you, but
you're
I have
on
to
your
make.
Own.
It's better that I survive and no. Then move the movement forward.
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad you got a plan. That's what scares me so much when people like you know that's what the Germans said.
Right.
Oh, that creeps me
well,
out.
Well, how about this? How about the fact that there's so much horrible things happening, you can't even keep up with it?
Yeah.
Remember,
oh,
like 2 weeks ago, the people at Guantanamo Bay, they committed suicide?
Yeah.
And then that McCaffrey guy who was the drug czar under Clinton, he goes, it was an act of war.
Yeah.
So now if you're suicide yourself,
yeah.
It's, you're lucky you killed only yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we would have had to have waterboarded you if you had survived.
Right.
How do they call that an act of war?
Suicide is illegal, you know.
They just kill it. They literally killed themselves.
No, I think the angle was that they were suicide bombers, but they were duds. You know what I mean? They weren't placed properly. No, I know. Every day, Andy, we do it here. We go over this stuff a lot. Every day, there is stuff that makes you go, "What the hell?" Santorum is another clown. That him and that other guy, I'm spacing his name. Oh, doesn't
not,
matter.
They Brownback, right?
No. It was. It doesn't matter. But he comes out and makes that announcement. We found weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
That are like 20 years old. They're rotten.
The sarin. The
mustard
them.
Gas
yeah.
From 1990. That has no bearing on anything. But you know what? People believe it. Some people believe it.
Or Karl Rove. I mean, it's Karl Rove. I heard some guy on the radio say, "Well, Cheney actually is closer to action because he ran the army twice, or he was in charge of the secretary." How's that? He was never close to action. Cheney. Not one day in his life has ever put his ass on the line for anything.
Yeah, but he's the guy that's
five,
controlling
five,
it.
How many, right? Five?
Huh? Five deferments.
Five deferments.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's really important, though, and I think it's important to acknowledge when somebody takes a stand is when on America's Got Talent, the woman with the parrot came out, did her parrot act, and,
right.
they gonged her. And she said, she looked him right in the eye. Andy,
yeah. What'd she say? She said,
"Look, if you didn't want animal acts
yeah.
on the show, you shouldn't have asked for them."
You know what? That's a thing that I can actually,
agreed.
I really feel that she, I'm glad I keep up the rest of it. Now, was she after Rappin' Granny?
No, Rappin' Granny was on last, and you know what they said to her? She got a standing ovation, and the judge said, "Rappin' Granny, you are what this show is all about." And the place went nuts.
And Simon Cowell, what a genius. So I'm so glad that he is celebrated in every corner of our country
what
and that he's
that?
On. Because look at he's not afraid to have opinions about nothing that mean anything to anyone 12 to 5 years from now.
I just wish, I think that they should do an American Idol where they shoot the losers.
Yeah, let's go further. If you're so into honesty, why don't you cut out their vocal cords if you don't like the way they sing?
Yeah.
You should not be singing. And Simon Cowell, he says, "In what's one person he's ever backed who had any one modicum degree, if that's the right word?" I'm all of a sudden
that's
with
a good
the
word.
Malapropisms.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
What,
Norm Crosby
it's a very
here.
Excruciating experience. One person that he has ever championed who had talent. One person. And don't tell me Clay Aiken. I know you love Clay Aiken.
Oh, you knew that, huh? No, I agree. It's not. It's a different. It's not a real talent. It's not an original talent. What it is they're regular people who are not authentic talents who can do something because they try really hard for a little while. And yeah. they're rewarded because normal people who are like them that wish they had even that non-authentic talent go, isn't it nice when one of us gets a break?
Yeah.
It's a populist explosion.
And the contest. Why do we have to have – whoever would have thought we could ever learn anything from a contest with comedians? Like, you know, we can have three plumbers come over your house and go, look, before I choose a plumber, here's what I'd like you guys to do. You have 10 seconds to hop up and down on a pogo stick and try and see if I have copper tubes. I mean, what have we turned into? I implore you, gentlemen.
Well, I think gladiator contests were always were popular in the old days, and I think, but again, those ended with people dying, and I think that is really what we're missing.
Yeah.
I think that if they're going to have these contests, that they should take it all the way, and if somebody loses on Last Comic Standing,
right?
Throw them to the lions.
I had a show I pitched to Fox called Snuff Said.
Yeah,
and people volunteered to be killed on film. Snuff Said.
I pitched a show that was actually shot. It was sort of like Punked, but not as complicated. And the entire thing is shot through the scope of an assassin's rifle, and you just see him going, oh, let's just get that guy. He's walking with his girlfriend, and you just see him drop, and then you hear the kids go, and then you move on.
That's like Extreme Crank Yankers, where you call 911 and you play around with them for 3 hours.
How about that? What do you think of Perverted Justice? What the hell happened? And that's a horrendous version of Candid Camera. This is where they entrap pedophiles, and the guy comes out and goes, hey, how you doing? And all of them say, I just wanted to talk to them.
Oh, but did you see the worse than that?
What?
Is that, you know, the voyeur, you know, just how it's just seems so sleazy the way they're the whole thing. They got this guy who had pleasured himself in the library or something like that.
Well, who hasn't done that?
And but he wasn't like he wasn't near kids or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, but then they got him and they confronted him, and then with that they had tapes of him. And then they went to his home and confronted his on the lawn with his parents. His parents are freaking out.
Yeah.
What public service is there by going and surprising someone's parents and telling them on national television, did you know that your son did this in the library?
Your kid masturbates in the library. Now the country knows. See you later. Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
We'll be back next week when we find another kid that does something. I masturbated on the Staten Island Ferry once. We'll be right back.
Is that wrong?
I don't think so. Hey, this is kind of a sad story. We're going to come back. I think Cardinal Milfington is going to be here. Stay with us.
Harriet the Turtle is dead. Mark Maron.
Oh, folks, we're here with Andy Kindler, but we've got someone else in the room. The Bible's book of Revelations portends the end of days and the second coming of the Christian Messiah. Though no one knows when the end times will come, there are signs that will appear to men. But we won't let you be caught off guard by the end of the world. That's why we present this week's Rapture Watch with Cardinal Milfington of the recently disgraced Diocese of Probe, Utah. Your grace...
Heed my heedings, heedless hedonizers, for ye have forsworn the gift of our Lord's lard for too long now, and engorged thyself with the devil's recipe of cabbage, tofu, corn dobs, and high-fiber, low-sodium frozen waffles with blueberries and death. It is time to lift your eyes to the wrath of Jesus, ye lumpen couch gluttons, quaffing upon the frothy splooge of Satan's one-night stand. For you've reached your last chapter, you graven worshippers and whatever of obscene books. The devil just autographed your dog-eared copy of He's Just Not That Into You, and St. Michael is about to leg lift 2 tons of retribution up your Brick up your ears, all ye tree-hugging recyclers, organic farmers, consumers of Asian noodles, and the guy across the street who insists on idling his car at 3,000 RPM every morning for an hour. Tap on the friggin' pedal, moron. Birds are dropping out of the sky. I got a Phillips if you need one. For ye are all nothing more than sinners in the hands of an excitable God who refuses to wash his hands after scratching himself. And your hearts become the trampled sofa of a spastic Tom Cruise. In short, the end times are near. You may recall how thrice abdominals ago... I spake it unto you about a popular news story about a bear breaking into a woman's kitchen and eating her porridge. A week after that, I told you how an alligator attacked a man delivering newspapers. And the week after that, I told you there's nothing more offensive to alligators than having to read gratuitous sexual innuendo. Well, that's neither Otasa Matasa Kapaka nor Check Please for something so diabolical, so luciferic, so demonic has happened. It'll make insert bad thing here look like insert less bad thing here. Man, why don't I proof these things before I perform?
I don't know, man.
According to the journal Science, which not coincidentally shares the same initials as the phrase Judas Satan, it is now possible to build an invisibility cloak just like the one Harry Potter got from his dad. Maybe, Mark, yeah. If this happens, not only will it facilitate Satan and all his minions to walk unnoticed amongst our Christian bedrooms and cast their ravenous gaze upon our exposed genitals, it will also upset the whole world order as we know it. For now, nerdy kids with abnormally large faces, big round glasses, and no acting ability will never experience a beating by the cool kids. For it was prophesied in Revelation 54:40 or fight, and I quote it. And the ten-horned beast received the power of the kings and did walk unbeknownst among us. And the Lord Jesus Christ did say, okay, who's touching me? Somebody touching? Come on, guys, stop it. Stop poking at me. This isn't funny anymore. Okay, who farted? That's it, I'm leaving the rapture. End quoteth. Well, there you have it. Soon the loathsome armies of Satan and his hairy nifflers will be leering through the shower stalls at your hairy nifflers. But that matters not to me, for while you're busy receiving a stern Melvining from that guy in the Apple computer commercials, I'll be sitting at the throne of Jesus and his pet goose, Harvey Piddlestone III. Until then, keep on fornicating, fornicators, and I'll keep the light on for you. In hell.
Wow. Thank you, Cardinal. It's so great to see the Cardinal again. Andy Kinler's still here.
He
Jim's
starts out
back.
One way. He starts out... The Cardinal seems to go into different directions.
Sure. That's the beauty about the Cardinal. Can we get back to what I was talking about before in the last 2 minutes? Have you ever masturbated in a public place?
By public, now, if... Now, let me ask you a question. When public... is standing on the New York State Thruway on the side of the road, is that considered public?
Yes it is.
Interesting. Is halfway through my half Torah reading at my bar mitzvah, if I had to walk to the side to take a break, is that public?
I think that might be public.
Okay, then I have.
The Staten Island Ferry thing was a sad reality in my life, and I don't know why I decided to bring it back. I just didn't want to leave it hanging, but I was on the Staten Island Ferry with my first wife and her parents, okay, going to Ellis Island to see if our names were in the book there, and I'm on this boat, and there was this beautiful, I think she was Swedish, I'm going to go with that. Maybe she was 18, 19 years old with her family and wearing a very short skirt, and I was going nuts. I don't know what the hell came over me, but I went to the bathroom at least. I didn't do it like right in front of people, and I did
right.
that.
But that was, they had a camera in the bathroom.
What if they did?
Yeah, or the camera in the bathroom. All of a sudden, you come out, and you got the Schmeckle Schmeeky from NBC News is all of a sudden up your I can say that. And he's like, what did you do in there? What were you doing in there?
I would say, well, it's a free world. I can masturbate in a...
Then they pull your pet mom out. Yeah. Look what he... Did you hear what he did?
And then I would say, well, come here. Let me just show you this girl.
And then that would be okay.
And then he'd be like, oh, well, you're off the hook. That was before the days of cameras everywhere. I'm going to do these jokes now, right, Andy?
Okay, but I just want to say what? I do get horny when I think of the Staten Island Ferry.
Yeah, I know.
It's hot.
It is hot. So are you working anywhere this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I got you mean like things to plug?
Like tomorrow, Saturday.
I'm going to be on Air America tonight on the Mark Maron show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on Letterman next Thursday.
You are?
Yeah. I do these field pieces.
What is that, like monthly?
I wish it was monthly, but close.
I automatically turn bitter. Yeah, how'd you get that?
Who books it?
Here we go. Here's your short order news for tonight.